Time today with Ben Hale with Western Livestock, and Ben might talk about the latest on the markets this week. Yesterday, Oklahoma National Stockyards had pretty good numbers here for middle of the spring, and prices seem to be pretty strong.
It was real good, Ron. We ended up cut off about 6,400 compared to about 8,500 a year ago, and feeders were sure 4 to 8 higher, and lighter test on the grazers, but they were higher again. But that cattle on feed report that come out Friday, you know, they called it neutral. The thing sure looked bullish to me, but they called it neutral. But then with the way the board took off yesterday, even the plain yearlings and the good yearlings, everything sold extremely well compared to a week ago.
Mm-hmm. When you start talking about these unweaned calves, boy, there's a real difference between animal that you've done a little bit of preconditioning on versus the unweaned animals.
They are, and you know, we're seeing more of them. Some guys are pulling ahead because of that. They're not seeing the price discrepancy in a long weaned one and versus a short weaned one or completely unweaned one. And so you're seeing them pull together, and then getting some of those older, getting pairs we had there in Comanche last Wednesday. They kind of thought there's going to be younger type cows, and they wound up being older, and they split them. And when you do that, it's amazing what those little calves bring, but yet those older pairs still wind up bringing 27,800 the way this kill a cow deal is.
Seems that, as you mentioned, the yearlings especially, I think USDA called them $4 to $8 higher at the stockyards. Solid gains.
Yes, we had a load of steers there yesterday that was probably as good as I've seen black boulder. I think there's 57 of them steers, weighed 782. Wound up bringing 267, and had a lot of other instances like that in the 7 weight deal, getting up in the 60s. Just a strong, very active market by lots of players.
I guess one thing that did come out of that cattle on feed report with of course marketings were down as well as the placements were well down. The on feed numbers not much changed. But these feedlots do have plenty of room if they found the right kind of cattle to fill their pens.
Yeah, they do. And the feedlots that we buy for, you know, they are not liking the market as far as having to buy them to put them in there. You know, they give you the figures, but they're way below and just can't believe what's – everybody's kind of in the same boat, whether you're trying to graze one or trying to feed one and what they're costing to compare to what the futures are out front. So everybody's trying to make their own position up.
Ben, as we look at the rest of the week, what are you seeing right now, both at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Cow and Bull Run, but also the country's markets, both Comanche and Woodward?
We're going to have about 400 cows in Woodward today and a pretty decent run there in Oklahoma City. I'm going to have another run there at Comanche Wednesday. May not be quite as big. And then got several yearling deers lined up for Thursday. So I expect this market to keep getting better, or sure staying where we're at, and hopefully we can get a run on this board of trade and help us out.
Ben, I guess after the dip that we had because of the sell-off surrounding that HPAI reports in dairy cattle, it seems like we've been able to put a lot of that loss back on the market pretty well.
Absolutely. And these Purdue, you know, I was talking to a guy a while ago, you know, it looks like these cattle are making a ton of money with what they're bringing, but they're, you know, the net's not that good. And a lot of these guys that got cow-calf deal, their cow numbers may be down 20-30%. So they really need that extra cattle that's not there. So it's not always as lucrative as it looks.
Ben, if somebody wants to talk to you about markets this week, where do they need to call?
940-631-2333. We'd like to help you any way we could.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website, westerncommissioncompany.com. And you can check them out. Of course, they got the Western Commission Company at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, running cattle on Monday, Tuesday. Comanche auctions on the Wednesday. Woodward, their main auction on Thursday. And they'll be glad to help you any way they can. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.